For the very first time, I am answering your questions today, and they're really good.
I'm Cameron. I spent years building my career and creating a life I loved. And when my Prince Charming finally showed up, he had 4 kids in tow. Fast forward through lots of mistakes made and lessons learned, stepfamily life was much more complicated than I realized. If you're looking for help with blended family life, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Stepmom Diaries, where we keep it real as we dish about all the things. This is your weekly dose of blended family inspiration and encouragement. You're not the wicked stepmother, so let me help you find your fairy tale ending. Come on, let's do this.
Hello, hello, welcome. I am so excited about this episode because this is the first time I have done this before. I asked and you answered. Specifically, I asked you to send me any questions you wanted me to answer on the podcast, and you answered. I got some really good questions that we're going to tackle. Before we get to the substance of the questions, though, can I ask you a big favor? If you are enjoying what I put out into the world in this podcast, would you do me a favor and head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and give me a rating? It is super easy. It won't take you more than a few seconds, and it'll help me reach more and more stepmoms just like you. All you have to do is, if you're on iTunes, pull up my podcast, scroll to the bottom, tap to rate with 5 stars, and you can even select write a review and let me know what you like best. If you do feel like leaving a review, you can send me a screenshot of it, and I will send you my 20-minute stepmom self-care blueprint for free. It's normally $49, and it's a great tool to quickly set up a self-care plan that you will actually use. I've got a link in the show notes, stepfamilysolutions.com/episode78, where you can submit your screenshot and grab your blueprint. So let's get into it. Let's talk about the questions. So before the holidays, I put out a call on email. If you're on my email list, you probably got it, on social media, asking you to send me your questions. Because I feel like 9 times out of 10, if someone is struggling with something in the stepfamily space, that means that probably a bunch of others are too. And I thought this could be a great way to figure out what you're struggling with and to see how I can help you. And boy, I got some really great questions. I am definitely going to be doing these type of episodes more regularly. So if you have a sticky situation or you want to ask me a question about anything around stepfamily life, just head to stepfamilysolutions.com/askCameron. You can submit your question there. You can also hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok. I'm at Step Family Solutions. Send me a DM with your question. Just let me know it's for the podcast, and I will get to as many of these as I can, as often as I can. So I'm going to jump in today with the first question, and it is from Lauren. Her question is this. She says, most of the time we do things as a family, but it is still easy for me to feel like an outsider looking in, like when a kid is upset they're spending the day with me instead of their dad, or when their mother shows up. I have a healthy relationship with 3 of the 4 kids, but the ex has always been demeaning and condescending towards me. Sometimes I feel that I am taking it too personally and it's a me problem. Other times I feel justified because I'm allowed to feel however I'm feeling. Does feeling like a person without a place or a role ever change and become more inclusive? What are some healthy ways of coping with and expressing these feelings to my husband in a way he understands? What a great question. Thank you so much, Lauren. Okay, there is a lot to unpack here. So we're going to get to hopefully everything. okay, so we have an ex that it sounds like is unkind at times. We have kids that may be expressing themselves in ways that feel hurtful. And you're wondering if what you're feeling is normal. So, of course, I have a few thoughts here. First of all, I want to say that your feelings are 100% normal. Please, please, Please do not ever feel guilty about what you're feeling. You are justified in feeling however you feel, and it is totally understandable that you would take it personally if the ex is being demeaning and condescending, or if you're feeling left out. All of those things are normal. And I want to talk about the feeling left out in just a minute. Let's talk about the ex first. It is not uncommon for your partner's ex to have feelings about them moving on, even when their relationship is halfway civil, right? But if their relationship is any kind of high conflict, and I know that there are a lot of them out there, it is real common for there to be some tension, to put it lightly, between mom and stepmom. And I cannot tell you how many stepmoms I've worked with who have had moms saying nasty things about them to the kids, to their partner, to whoever might listen. And I have been there. When you are headed to a kid's sporting event or school function and you walk in wondering what people might have heard about you or what people are thinking about you. And that feels pretty crappy, right? For Lauren, and if you are dealing with anything like this too, a great way to take your mind off of the ex is to think about the things you can control. And I literally just got off of a group coaching call for some members of the Step Family Circle. And we were just talking about this with a couple of situations that they were dealing with. Think about the things that you can control. I have a great control exercise inside the membership. It's one of my favorites. I come back to it over and over again. I won't go through it now, but I think that if you can think about the things that are within your control, right? The reality is you will never, ever, ever be able to control your partner's ex. You will never be able to control what they think about you for sure, right? But more relevant to this, you'll never be able to control what they say about you or how they act towards you or your partner. It can be truly infuriating. And it can also be really hurtful. I mean, I don't know about you, but I have gone through life and most of the time I get along with people. People like me. They think I'm nice. And I cannot tell you how many times I just wanted to scream, why won't you like me? You know, I'm a nice person. I don't know. Does that resonate with you? I think it's really, really common. But here's the thing. You cannot will them into being a nice person or being civil to you or saying nice things about you to the kids or not talking about you to the kids, right? You can't control any of that. But what you can do is you can think about how you handle it, right? The things that are within your control, how you react, how you respond. And if you can just take a beat when something flares up and think about that, it can be really helpful. There is, when you're dealing with a high conflict ex, there is a really great turning point for stepmoms. And I like to call that the what a bitch moment. Stick with me, I promise. This is when you or your partner get a nasty email or text from her or hear that she has said something nasty or whatever. And it's when you cross the point of instead of that winding up your entire day or week or ruminating on it, that you can respond with a shrug and just say, what a bitch, and move on. The what a bitch moment. Can you imagine? Let me tell you, when you can get to that point in time where you don't worry about what they think about you and you don't worry about getting nasty communications, it feels good, right? It feels really good. So if you can think about and spend some time, you know, make it a journaling exercise, write down some of the things in your stepfamily life that you feel like you're really worried about and think about which ones are in your control. And then focus on the things that you can impact, like your feelings, like your reactions, you know, talk about it with your partner. So All right. The other thing, Lauren, that Lauren mentions in her question is that feeling of being left out, that feeling like you don't belong. I will tell you, if you have not felt left out at some point in your stepmom journey, if you have felt like you don't fit into this new family that you have joined, then I'd be surprised. Even when you have a great blending experience, even when things are near perfect, those feelings creep in. And I want to reinforce on those feelings also. They are normal. It is completely normal to feel left out when you are sitting at the dinner table and the kids start talking about some awesome travel story from a few years ago before you were in their lives. And they're talking about how much fun they had with mom and dad. It is totally normal for you to feel weird about that and to feel a little left out. Totally normal. And I also want to tell you that feeling left out, it does not mean that you're doing anything wrong. It doesn't mean that you don't actually fit in. It doesn't mean that your partner's doing anything wrong. It's a natural phenomenon in step families, right? And if you haven't heard of this before, it's called outsider syndrome. And it is very real. We've all been there. Because I want you to remember, when you're thinking about feeling left out and wondering if your feelings are normal, wondering if it'll get better, I want you to remember that step families are really different than first families, right? In the first family, you are meeting your partner, you're deciding to get married or move in together, then you're deciding, you know, about kids and building a family together. It's the opposite with step families, right? You're meeting someone and the kids are already there. They have already been a part of a family and they're coming from a place of loss, right? Whether through a spouse's death or through divorce, there's been a loss in the family that you're joining. So that impacts very much how you deal with this sort of outsider syndrome in step families that doesn't really exist in first families, because in first families, they're all insiders. They're all part of the family, right? Patricia Papernow, who is one of the top step family experts out there, talks a lot about step parents being stuck outsiders and primary parents being stuck insiders. And if you think about it, it really makes sense, right? Because the primary parent, or the, it's either the primary parent or biological parent, whatever you want to call them, they are inside that original family unit, right? They've known the kids clearly since, you know, the kids were born, the kids grew up with them, and the family has broken up, but those relationships that have been there for so long are still there, and you're coming into it. And of course you are an outsider because you weren't part of that original family. You will never be a part of that original family because you didn't start out with them, right? There are ways, and this is one of the challenges with step families, is for you and your partner to understand kind of where you're each coming from in those positions. I mean, I talk with a lot of stepmoms who say, well, you know, my spouse thinks that they're doing everything to make me feel included, and they don't understand when I tell them that I feel left out. And that's, you know, that's really hard, right? And so these are conversations that you need to have with your partner and, you know, have conversations with them about the fact that these are natural places for both of you to be coming from. Spend some time talking about how you feel. The end of the day, the most important relationship in any step family is the one that you have with your partner, right? So spend some time and talk with them about how you're feeling, because if they can understand where you're coming from, then they can make some small gestures, to help you feel more included. And you can also be sensitive to where they're coming from, feeling like a stuck insider where they can't quite, you know, be there for the kids and be there for you. They feel stuck between the two. So one of the challenges is to understand where you're coming from. But when you can start having those conversations, you can find your way a little bit closer to where you each are. I don't know that you're going to find that perfect situation where, you know, you meet in the middle and, you know, right at that line between insider and outsider, but I think you can make your way a little bit closer to each other. So Lauren, I really hope that answers your question. I hope that that at least gives you some things to think about. I will put all of this in the show notes, and I'll put a couple of links in there as well to Patricia Papernow's books, which are fantastic for step families. And she talks a lot about the, you know, insider-outsider dynamic. But these are tough issues that you're dealing with. And I can't tell you how many stepmoms that I talk to that are dealing with, you know, these kinds of tough issues. And so much of it can be helped with communicating with your spouse. So much of it can be helped with understanding the things that you can and can't control and really focusing on, you know, how you're reacting and internalizing things. So that's what we've got for today. I loved getting all of your questions. I am going to be doing another one of these episodes very soon. I hope you'll submit a question to me, and I'll see you next time.
That's it for this week. If you've enjoyed our chat, I hope you'll help spread the word. Share this episode with friends and head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave me a review. And don't forget, for more great stepmom content, head on over to thiscustomlife.com and follow me on social media. Just search This Custom Life on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. Until next time, you keep being you and know that we are in this together. See you here next week.